Okay, great. So now we have Dr. Zilay. I'm sorry, I'm going to mangle that. Dr. Sebes?
I don't have the issue.
Ah, very good.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Sylvia Zilay Shabesh. I'm a research specialist in the soils program at the Carrington Research Extension Center. And on this project, I work together with Dr. Jasper Tebow, who is the soil scientist there, and with Blaine Schatz, who is an agronomist and also the director of the Research Extension Center. And our title was, on this project, the effects of in-furrow application of urea and urea-based slow-release nitrogen products on stand establishment and crop performance of spring wheat. So most of our treatments were in-furrow because there are several advantages to applying nitrogen with the seed over some of the other methods, especially if you're farming in an area where moisture could be a problem. You want to preserve moisture as much as you can and residue, and you want to avoid the extra passes of tillage that you would have to do if you're broadcasting the fertilizer. And it also has advantage over banding because you don't have to apply the extra equipment. You don't have the extra drag on the tractor, consuming fuel and also disturbing the soil. There is some disadvantages, namely that you can only apply so much nitrogen as urea down the tube without injuring the seeds. There is a picture with a plot that didn't fare so well with a higher rate of urea. So, I'm sure you've heard of ESN, which is a polymer-coated urea product. And according to their website, on their guidelines, they say that ESN can be applied with the seed at 3 times the safe rate of urea for a given soil type and spread. So in our case, we have a loam soil. We used 6-inch rows and 1-inch spread. So that would be the 30 pounds per acre for urea, and up to 90 pounds per acre for ESN according to their guidelines. So one of the things that we wanted to look at is to just test how this these guidelines would hold up in our area. And also we wanted to push the limits a little bit since ESN is somewhat more expensive than urea, see if we could mix it and still get away with it without substantial yield loss. And we also tried using agrotain coated urea instead. Since that's a urease inhibitor and might also mitigate some of the seed damage caused from urea. And we just wanted to look at how the crop would respond under different rates of nitrogen in the, applied in the seedbed. So, yes, the study was carried out at the Carrington Research Extension Center in North Dakota. The crop was spring wheat and the variety was Barlow. We had a randomized complete block design and it ran from 2013 to 2015. So we had some changes in the treatments over the year, but we did have 10 treatments that were maintained in all 3 years. These were all in-furrow treatments, 4 rates of nitrogen, so 0, 45, 68, and 90. And at each of the nitrogen application, except of course the 0, we had 3 blending ratios of ESN to urea. So there was 100% ESN down the tube, 75% ESN to 25% urea, and then 50-50 ESN urea for all these nitrogen rates. And here is a comparison of the first 2 years, 2013 and 2014. On the top, we can see the bar charts for the plant stands, and on the bottom for the grain yield. So I'll start with the top left, which is plant stands for 2013. The dark green bars are the 100% ESN down the tube, and the light green ones are 50-50 ESN urea. And as we can see, the plant stand was pretty harshly affected at the higher rates of nitrogen for the where the ESN was blended 50-50. And at the bottom, we can see the grain yield that resulted. The 100% is the light blue, and the 50-50 is the purple. And this stand reduction did show up in the yield. that ESN fared pretty well in comparison. In 2014, it was very different. We did have a stent reduction with nitrogen rates, as we can see on the top, but this actually didn't show up in the yield. The yields were going up in nitrogen rates, and we took mid-season plant stent counts, and we also took spike counts. So from that, we know that even though the stent was reduced early on, the plots recovered through tillering, and afterwards they were able to benefit from the extra nitrogen in those plots. So basically the 50-50 ESN urea, even though it yielded a little bit less than the 100% ESN, it was still very close. Now the difference between the 2 years, obviously environmental factors, 2013 was not a good year for wheat to begin with. It was dry and hot and we started late. 2014 was a great year for spring wheat. And well, we also thought that one of the differences might have been that the amount of time that passed between planting and the first rainfall event between the 2 years. So in 2013, we got rain 3 days after planting. And in 2014, we got rain within 12 hours of planting. So we tested to see what if that was the major influence between the outcomes of seed damage. So in 2015, we duplicated the trial. Both were under irrigation, but one was not irrigated after planting, and the other one was irrigated right after planting, so within an hour. And you can see the not irrigated after planting results on the left side and the irrigated ones on the right side. And as we can see, it did mitigate some of the stand loss, also some of the yield loss from mixing in urea with the ESN, but it wasn't the 100% solution that we thought it might be. So we still got substantial yield loss at the higher rates of nitrogen on the right side due to mixing it with mixing ESN with urea. So likely there were some other factors at play, but it did mitigate some of the damage. So to recap from these stem treatments, the treatments with the highest grain yield that we got in 2013, we had the highest yield at 68 pounds nitrogen, as 100% ESN in furrow. In 2014 and 2015, we had the highest grain yield at the 90 pounds nitrogen, as 100% ESN in furrow. Now, I think in 2013, we got the highest grain yield for 68 pounds because we didn't have a good nitrogen response that year to begin with, so for the broadcast treatments in other trials either. And for the blended treatments, though, what we found is that at the 45 pounds nitrogen rate, if we mixed ESN with urea at 75-25 ratio, it gave about the same yield as 100% ESN at the same rate for 2013, 14, and 15. But if we mix at a higher rate of nitrogen, like the 68 and 90 pounds, then even at the 75-25 ratio, we would have at least 5 bushels lower than at the 100% ESN treatments for most site years. The exception was 2014, where we only had a 2.4 bushel decrease. And as for the protein, we found that there was no consistent effect from blending ratios, and it was mostly affected.
Your screen's gone blank for some reason.
Oh. What do I do?
These things only happen when I moderate. I have no control over it, and I don't know what to do about it.
Let's see, maybe this thing?
There we go.
Okay, a cable.
You can do it this next time. Well done. Save the day.
So, moving on. So in, oops, I jumped forward a little bit. In 2014, we also added some treatments with agratain coated urea. So we had that for 2 years, 3 site years in all, to see how it measures up compared to ESN. And we see the results on the left for ESN plant stand on the top and grain yield on the bottom, and on the right for agratain coated urea plant stand on top and grain yield on the bottom. And these were all 100%, so they were not blended, and 3D nitrogen rates, 45, 68 to 90, and all in furrow. And as we can see, in 2014, the agrotin-coated urea did pretty good. If the yield was a little bit lower at 90 pounds per acre than the ESN, but it was still pretty close. So just based on this, we could say that we can use it. But then came 2015, and it didn't look so good after that. So the yields actually on the lower right corner, we can see that the yields actually decreased with nitrogen rates slightly for agrotin coated urea. It wasn't as bad as when we used that one treatment where we applied 90 pounds of urea down the tube and it pretty much killed the plot. So it wasn't that bad, but we still saw that there was a problem. In the site where we irrigated right after planting, the yields went up with nitrogen rates. We can see that in the lower right corner. Despite the fact that the plant stand wasn't as harshly affected, we can see that on the right top corner, but somehow the yields didn't come back as much as they did from the stand loss with the ESN. So the yields were still lower than with 100% ESN. So what we were thinking is that the agrotrain treated urea, while not as bad as plain urea, it is still not as safe for the seed as ESN. And the safe rate of agrotrain treated urea down the tube is likely higher than plain urea would be, but lower than ESN. And we don't know what exactly that rate is at this moment because we didn't do that study. We did have broadcast treatments in 2014 and 2015 to compare with the in-furrow treatments. We had urea, ESN, and agrotin-coated urea at 90 pounds per acre. And I compared that with 100% in-furrow ESN at 90 pounds, and because those were the highest yields we got for the in-furrow treatments. And found that the broadcast urea and agrotin-coated urea had pretty much the same yields as the 100% ESN in furrow. But the broadcast ESN yield is substantially less than the in furrow ESN. So that was 14.4 bushels in 2014, 12.9, and 3.6 bushels less in 2015 for the two sites respectively. So just a little recap from these treatments. It seems like while you can get away with blending some urea with the ESN down to some years, it's overall not necessarily safe at the higher rates, like the 68 or 90 pounds, because you don't know what type of season you're going to have. So you could have substantial losses from that. As for the agrotin-coated urea, it can probably be applied down the tube at higher rates than plain urea. We'll just have to find out what that rate could be. And if you apply ESN in furrow at 90 pounds, it does just as well as the broadcast applied urea. So with that, I'll take questions.
About 30 seconds for questions. Any questions?
This was, I think, a 6.7.
Okay. Thank you very much.